Hello, everyone. It's Jason St. Clair, and welcome back to the Indiscriminate News Network. Let's jump right into it. So, Seattle politician who defunded the police called 911. A Seattle councilwoman called the police to her home Friday to report a crime she effectively is trying to legalize. Lisa Herbel phoned authorities on Friday after a man reportedly threw a rock through her living room window. The councilwoman said she was in the west side of the living room near the kitchen when she heard a loud noise that sounded like a gunshot and dove into the kitchen for cover. A neighbor told police that a person who is unathletic and a bad runner was seen leaving the area. Sounds like a fat dude. Anyways, the witness told officers that he would recognize the suspect if he saw him again, but declined an officer's business card to contact him to follow up. The irony is that under a proposal introduced by Herbold, the suspect could avoid criminal charges if caught. Under the legislation, criminal charges against most misdemeanors suspects could be dismissed if they show symptoms of mental illness or addiction, if they can prove crime provided for a need to survive, so-called poverty defense. Herbold said she would like a jury to hear the defendant's reason for committing the crime. It's giving people an opportunity to tell their stories and giving judges and juries the opportunity to hear those stories and make a decision based on the values of our cities. In a statement to Fox News, Herbold said local news reports of her trying to legalize crimes are incorrect. There are no crimes that I'm effectively pushing to make legal. I mean, on the face value, it's probably, that's tough. Because you're still breaking somebody's property. And who's going to end up paying for that? They're going to end up paying for that property, not the person who broke that property. So basically, you could go around and break it, everything, have zero repercussions for it, and claim a mental illness. Okay. The Nation sues Google in advertising antitrust lawsuit. Online publishers, including Genius Media Group and news website The Nation, alleged in a lawsuit seeking class action status on Wednesday that Alphabet Incorporated's Google has unlawfully stifled competition. Put my name on that. The lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court in San Jose resembles an antitrust complaint filed earlier today by Texas and 9 other states against Google. Genius, which provides song lyrics and 2 online magazines, The Nation and The Progressive, said they use Google software to sell ads, but received what they viewed as an unfair split of sales because the search giant had taken over the market. Okay, so FedEx is limiting the number of items that small businesses can ship during the pandemic-fueled holiday, and retailers are calling it Shipageddon. Wow, it's a good time to start a delivery company, huh? FedEx is placing daily package limits on some businesses as its shipping network faces capacity issues during the pandemic-fueled surge in holiday online shopping. Carriers have taken similar steps before, but small businesses told Business Insider that FedEx isn't transparent about the current waves of quotas, which have been low as 75 packets per day and hit them right before Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Shipping expert told Business Insider that small businesses are likely to get hit the hardest because of worse access to customer support. So, by the way, if you're an entrepreneur, you could see this as an opportunity to have your own small shipping company and maybe even something that it's regionally, like within your state. Say if you're in the Northeast where the towns are a lot closer to each other, you could get an agreement with a retailer, a big retailer, to send out certain items to, say, some cities in their region. And I'm pretty sure you can make a decent living off of that, especially if they're beholden to the big companies like DHL, UPS, and FedEx, where they have X amount of space going, basically, the chance to jump in and get some business. Okay, so China's moon probe lands back on Earth. China's Chang'e 5 moon probe has landed in northern China region of Inner Mongolia. The official Xinhua news agency reported, completing its return to the Earth, bringing back the first lunar sample since 1970. Showing a picture of it. It looks pretty burnt up, that's for sure. The return capsule touched down in Suiziwang or Dorba, the banner of Inner Mongolia, in the early hours of December 17th. China launched the Chang'e 5 spacecraft on November 24th and landed it on the moon the start of December. The success of the mission would make China only the third company to have retrieved lunar samples after the United States and Soviet Union, who 44 years ago launched the last successful mission to retrieve samples. The plan was to collect about 2 kilograms, 4.41 pounds of samples, although how much was eventually gathered has yet to be disclosed. Okay. This is out of the South China Morning Post. I believe this is a pro-China page. Don't get mad at me if I'm wrong. Let's read this article. Keep tariffs on China and hold their feet to the fire, says U.S. trade czar. Outgoing trade representative Robert Lighthizer advanced to President-elect Joe Biden to keep up the pressure on Beijing. Incoming administration should stick to phase one trade deal and solve specific issues through dispute and settlement process. The incoming Biden administration should keep the pressure on China to stick to phase one trade deal, use tariffs as leverage, according to Robert. In a rare interview on Thursday, Lighthizer said Beijing had done a reasonably good job in implementing parts deal. He also defended Trump administration for record in shredding the status quo on trade and imposing unilateral tariffs on $370 billion worth of Chinese goods. This just had to be done sooner or later. The Band-Aid had to be torn off to try to balance out the trade between the countries somewhat. It's not balanced, not even close to balance, but, you know, at least it's a start. Okay, and I'm going to touch on some news out of Nagorno-Karabakh. So dozens of Armenian showers were captured in a raid. Armenian authorities in the region of Nagorno-Karabakh accused Azeri forces of Wednesday of capturing several dozen troops, putting further strain on the ceasefire deal that brought an end to the bloody fighting in the region last month. The exact number of captured soldiers is unclear, but reports range in the 60 to as many as 160. Seized as a part of the Azerbaijani anti-terror operation. Oh, I like how they call it anti-terror when it's literally the other country they were fighting. They're calling them terrorists. Yeah, I don't know. This does not look like it's over at all over there. Okay, thanks for listening to the Indiscriminate News Network. I'm Jason St. Clair. Take care, and you'll hear from me soon. Thanks, bye.